thought today maybe I would just discuss an issue which probably is absurd to discuss in just a few minutes, short Dvar Halacha, but it's in Yonah Diyoma in terms of current events and in terms of Parshas HaShavua, so why not? The issue of civilian casualties in war, whenever we're involved in any sort of military confrontation, so the international community always focuses its attention on the fact that there are various people who get caught in the crossfires and people who get killed, and we often take a lot of criticism for that. And despite the fact that presumably the criticism is not necessarily based on the great moral sense of all the people giving the criticism, we still do have to answer that question. What exactly is the halacha in this regard? Of course, killing Ritzicha is a terrible avera. War is necessary. You have to kill someone who comes to cause you harm, trying to kill you. But what about the other people who get caught up in the crossfire? So the regular halachic makaras that we normally use in a regular sugya don't exist on this sugya. The Gemara doesn't really discuss it. The Rishonim don't discuss it. We didn't really wage wars on our own for many, many generations. So the makaras that are cited are really, for the most part, stories from Tanakh and the Mefarshim that discuss them. So two of them come from this week's Parsha. And interestingly enough, the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh in this week's Parsha seems to say what seem to be totally contradictory things in two different stories. At the beginning of the Parsha, we have Yaakov and Esav, and the Pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov me'od vayetzelo. That Yaakov was very afraid and distressed. Why was he afraid and distressed? So Rashi says he was afraid lest he get killed, and he was distressed lest he kill other people. So the Maharal asks, why is he so distressed by killing other people? They're coming to kill him. It's Abala Hargacha Hashkim Lahargo. So he says, you know, you never know. Maybe among those 400 people were people who didn't really want to kill Yaakov. They didn't have anything against him. They were forced to join Esav. And if he would kill them, so that would be a terrible thing, and he'd get punished for that. So this is a pretty far-reaching statement. Even though these people were coming with Esav, and they were looking like they were going to go attack, and they put themselves in harm's way, nonetheless, if he were to kill someone who wasn't really going to kill him, so then he would get potentially punished for that. Like you have to give, almost like you have to give an interview to each person before you kill him. So you don't have to give an interview, but just realize that you might get punished for it later on. So that's one Maharal early in the Parsha. Later in the Parsha, in the story of Shechem, the Maharal seems to say something which is diametrically opposed to that. He says, how could they kill the entire city of Shechem? It seems that only Shechem and Hamor were the ones who were responsible for what happened. So he says, when it comes to nations are different. In Muhammad, we view it on a national level. So it's nation versus nation. So you're fighting that nation. Anybody's part of that nation, that's your enemy. They're coming to harm you. That's the nation. So anyone who's part of that nation is a fair target. So this is diametrically opposed. According to this, you can reach a far-reaching conclusion on the other side. As long as it's a justified milchama against the nation, you can purposely strike civilians. Why not? They're part of the same nation. That's part of the enemy. And what's that? Right, maybe you have to say that Esav wasn't considered a nation. I don't know. It's not entirely clear to me why that's not exactly a stira in the Maharal. Maybe he felt that Esav didn't count as a nation in that regard. I don't know. It's a little bit difficult. The second Maharal is quoted a lot in contemporary discussions of this issue, but Rav Asher Weiss has a discussion in Minchas Asher and Parshas Shoftim where he takes a little bit of a different approach and based on a different story in Tanakh. We know that David HaMelech was not able to build the Beis HaMikdash. And Divrei Yom, it says, you couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash. Damim l'rov shafachta. You spilled a lot of blood. What was so bad about that? These were Melchamos Mitzvah. So the Radak says, you know what? In war, sometimes people get killed, even if they're non-combatants. And he's not getting punished for that. You're not getting punished. He didn't purposely kill them. And it's impossible to know. It's impossible to stop. But there's still a little bit of something. There's still a little bit of a shemetz, he says. And therefore, he couldn't build the Beis HaMikdash, which is a place of shalom. So that's the model that Rav Asher Weiss uses, and he says like this, that the Torah allows for warfare. Warfare is, under certain circumstances, obviously, is a activity that the Torah recognizes and permits. And since the Derech HaMelchama is that people get caught up in the crossfire, so it must be that the Torah allows you to fight, it allows you to take reasonable shots at the enemy, even though it knows that people might get caught in the crossfires. You're not held accountable for that, but it's chaval. It's too bad. In that light, we can read the pasuk in this week's parasha. Pasuk vayira vayetzer. He was afraid that lest he get killed, and he was distressed lest he killed other people, not because it wasn't legitimate, but because you still have to feel bad if people who are not get caught in the crossfire. So he says, any action which is a legitimate strike against a military target, so that is that's mutter. We try not to kill people. It would be nice to warn them in advance, whatever the case may be. Take whatever precautions you can. The Israeli army does so. But if they do get caught in the crossfire, so we should feel bad about it, but doesn't mean we should not do what's necessary to go ahead and fight an effective war and to defend ourselves. Again, this is just an introduction to a much larger topic, but hopefully a little bit of a perspective. Have a wonderful day. Please remember to stack the chairs.